From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Britain now has clearance from the European Court of Human Rights to extradite a radical Muslim cleric and four other suspects to the U.S. to face charges of terrorism. The courts ruled doing so would not violate human rights, but the men can appeal. NPR's Eric Westervelt says the case centers on Abu Hamza al-Masri, who denies supporting the Taliban.
He has disputed that, and he has tried to fight extradition for years. This is one more step in the extradition battle. The court essentially cleared the way for him to be extradited, but it did not rule whether he should be extradited.
That's NPR's Eric Westervelt. Turkey now accuses Syria of infringing on its border. Grant Clark reports this follows an attack by Syrian forces on a refugee camp inside Turkey.
Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is considering what steps to take in response to the incident, including measures that, quote, we don't want to think about. Erdogan was speaking to reporters during a visit to China. Two people were killed and six others, including a Turkish medic, were wounded when Syrian military opened fire on a refugee camp near the southwestern border town of Kilis. Turkish officials yesterday demanded the Syrian government stop border clashes. Turkey has become an outspoken critic of the government of President Bashar al-Assad in recent months. Grant Clark, NPR News, Beirut.
A special prosecutor in Florida has decided not to bring the Trayvon Martin shooting death case before a grand jury. Angela Corey says her decision won't be a factor in determining whether charges will be filed against George Zimmerman. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports many people are upset the Sanford police chief stepped down when the incident gained national attention.
Sabrina McCullen said giving Chief Billy Lee a no-confidence vote tarnished the entire city.
We support our department. We support Sanford. But we don't support the choice that was made of no confidence.
But Christopher Jackson said federal and state investigations into the shooting prove the chief should retire.
That's incompetence when you got Department of Justice coming in your house, taking over your department. That's incompetence.
A community meeting is set for next week to try to begin the healing process, but that's difficult as people still wait to see whether George Zimmerman will face charges. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Sanford, Florida.
Three Maryland teachers are the owners of their share of the record $656 million Mega Millions jackpot. Maryland Lottery Director Stephen Martino says they want to remain anonymous and keep their jobs.
All of them indicated that they would continue, and the teachers said that they all plan at this point in time to remain public school teachers.
The holder of a winning ticket bought in Kansas has come forward, and that leaves one more ticket holder to appear, the final ticket bought in Illinois. This is NPR News. President Obama will try to make the case today that millionaires should pay at least 30% of their income in taxes. NPR Scott Horsley says Mr. Obama wants the Buffett rule named for billionaire investor Warren Buffett, who also favors it.
The White House calls the Buffett rule a matter of tax fairness, and polls suggest a majority of Americans agree. The rule would set 30% as a minimum tax rate on incomes of $1 million or more. The administration says some 22,000 millionaires now pay less than 15% of their income in taxes, thanks to a lower tax rate on capital gains and other breaks that tend to favor the wealthy. Critics complain the Buffett rule is less of an economic strategy than a political one, designed to tap into populist resentments. The White House admits the rule would do little to address the federal budget deficit, but says it's a small step in the direction of broader tax reform. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Small business optimism is down slightly. The National Federation of Independent Business says owners expect sales and profits to drop. Economist Scott Brown of Raymond James says although credit is improving, small business owners still feel cautious.
We're seeing banks a little bit, you know, lowering terms and conditions for small businesses. Still got a long way to go.
The business trade group says business owners are nervous about high gasoline prices, which affect other consumer spending. Online social network Facebook is spending $1 billion to buy a relatively new and small but highly successful startup photo sharing company, Instagram. Instagram focuses on serving users of handheld devices where Facebook wants to build strength. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.